American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
So this is an issue that's timely right now today.
That's Ethan Lane. He's the executive director of the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Federal Lands. He's a fifth-generation Arizonan with 18 years' experience in natural resources and land use issues. Lane told us that cattle on rangeland helps protect species in their habitat, which is clear evidence that counters environmentalists' concerns that cattle are disturbing other species.
We have new research out of the University of Montana just in the last week on sage grouse. And, you know, and for 11 western states, sage grouse has kind of been dominating the conversation for a while now. And what we're learning is all of those 2015 resource management plans missed the mark on the value of grazing to conserving sage grouse habitat. And a lot of that has to do with sort of the obsession in the rangeland health community on grass height. And gosh, higher grass is always better. Well, talk to any rancher with sage grouse on his ranch and he'll tell you, man, they've been there for generations and they follow the cows.
Again, cattle are the leaders in the sage grouse community.
We know that. We know that they benefit from that grazing. So now we're seeing research that's coming out of NRCS and out of the Land Grant University saying, we screwed up. We've been doing the math wrong for a long time on the value of grazing and the impact of grazing to early season nest survival for sage grouse and other species that kind of survive in those sagebrush ecosystems. And what we're learning is, boy, you really need it. You have to have the grazing. When your top threats are fuels or, you know, wildfire and the fuel that you get from invasive species.
It's all about cattle grazing. It's all about grazing cattle, Lane said.
The only way you get those fuel loads down in a uniform way across a large area is with livestock grazing. It is your only real tool that can be deployed properly to get those fuels down. And to pull that out just when you need it in there to do that good work is really doing a disservice to the very species we're trying to protect. So I think the scientific community, the rangeland health community is coming around to that. I think they're starting to recognize that they can't just play lip service to, oh yeah, grazing's important too. They need us. They have to have us to get their objectives accomplished, and we're happy to help. But what we keep, you know, banging away on is we're happy to help as long as we get to stay in business too. And that means, you know, economically thriving, not just economically viable. Those are two very different things. So it's got to work for everybody involved, and that's kind of where we're focusing.
That's Ethan Lane with the Public Lands Council. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.